Today's Shi'ez Masechta Beis Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis, the first of the wide lines, Eli'i Kasha HaKasha. We, again, have been learning our entire Masechta, the subjects of Hilchos Yontif, and what may or may not be done on Yontif. And our Mishnah had taught us that in terms of carrying a ladder that they need for the birds to get to the nest, Beishamai had a more stringent approach than Beis Hillel. It says, Marli Kasha Yikasha. The question that presents itself is Beis Shamayim, the Mishnah and the Fiyur HaMalav teaches us, Beis Shamayim, Vayitoil, one may not take from the birds on Yontif, Elm Kain, Nina Oysa, Mayboyim, unless he actually prepared them by touching them and saying that these are the birds that I want to use in Yontif. A verbal designation is inadequate, because if he only made a verbal designation, we are concerned that he may really not be interested. When he picks up the birds, he'll see that these are not birds that he's really interested in, and then it will turn out that he will have picked up the birds for no good reason, and therefore it will be considered Mooks, that he carried something on Yontif, he moved something on Yontif Shalai Letzairach. Beis Hillel, Imer, and Beis Hillel's opinion, however, is, Imer Adam v'Imer, a person can Erev Yontif stand and say, Zevza and Neitel, that he just makes a verbal designation, and that will be adequate. So what do we see? Amal Gabi Simchas Yontif, then we speak about the subject of Simchas Yontif, Beishamai Al-Khumra, and Beishamai says that the only way we'll be able to use the bird is if we actually physically designate them. And Beis Hillel Lekula. And Beis Hillel says a verbal mental designation is enough. Vermini, and now we have a stira, because we go back to the first Mishnah of our Masechta, when we learned Hashachet Chai Voip Yontif, where we learned that Beis Shammai was lenient and said that even if you didn't have earth prepared to do Kisi Adam, the halacha is that you could shech the bird and the chaya and then do kisui adam as you are required to, and Beis Hillel doesn't allow us to do it. To which the Gemara responds, Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'chlafas Hashita, we have to reverse the opinions. And as we discussed at the end of our previous year, there are many different opinions in the Rishonim how to understand b'chlafas Hashita. Rashi's opinion is that we have to reverse Beis Hillel's opinion and say that just like Beis Hillel was machmer in the first mission of our Masechta, Beis Hillel will be machmer here. Tosfos, on the other hand, reverses Beis Shammai's opinion. And Tosfos says that just like Beis Shammai is being machmer throughout the Masechta, in the various Mishnais that we're going to be learning, and is typical the opinion of Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai is machmer, Beis Shammai will be the machmer, and Beis Hillel will be the makel. And then we quoted at the end of our previous year also the opinion of the Ravon, is when the Gemara says Mukhlafas Hashita, it means that the opinions have to be reversed, but it's not quite certain who holds what. Says the Gemara of Adimalayi, we shouldn't be so quick to say that the opinions need to be reversed, because at Kalei Kamri Beis Shammai, the reason Beis Shammai, as we've been learning in our Shiurim, was lenient when it comes to Shechita of a Tzipor Chai in Yontif is because the Ikka Deka Notz, we already have this prepared shovel with earth. So since we have the prepared shovel of earth, it's not really a malacha that's being violated when we use it for Kisi Adam. Aval Hech Deka Deka Notz, where we don't have that earth prepared, so Beis Shammai would not be Mekel. In other words, what we see from here is it's not that Beis Shammai is necessarily lenient when it comes to Hilch because of Simchas Yontif. His opinion is that when there's a deck of knots, there's really no halachic issue. And since there really is no halachic issue, that's why we could do it. Inami, and as we said also in our previous year, this inami is not to be understood as if the Gemara is offering another teretz, but rather the way to understand the inami in our Gemara is that, so we've been able to understand the opinion of Beis Shammai. But now the Gemara wants to analyze the opinion of Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says, Inami, Atkan like Kamri Pesel HaHacha, Kiva the Muksahu, the entire issue of moving the birds is if you didn't prepare them, they would be Muksa. And therefore, by saying Oymed v'Oymed Zevezeh Ani Noitel, by saying that these are the birds I intend to use, Sagi, it's enough to take away the prohibition of Muksa. Aval Hossam, that's not an issue of Muksa. There, as we've been discussing, doing Kisui Adam in a way that you may not perform Kisui Adam on Yontif is Osir, and that's why Basil Loi would not make him. Says the Gemara, Elikasha Hakasha. The question that the Gemara says we have to address is from the Mishnah that we're going to learn on the Fir Aleph Amr Aleph. The Mishnah says, Beshamer Amrim Ein Noitin Asali. They used to have this big piece of wood that was used to crush grain, Lekatzav Ala Basar, to use it to cut meat. The Ali, Beshamer says, is a Kli Shemalach Del Isser. And the halach is that a kli shemalach del isser is muksa on yontif, and since it's muksa on yontif, it only may be moved letzayrich dover hamutter. In other words, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, which is the way we're going to learn the Gemara, the muksa that we discuss when we speak about an ali, we speak about the muksa of kli shemalach del isser, and under what circumstances we could be lenient and what circumstances we cannot be lenient. There are Rishonim that say that the issue with Ali is the muks that we're talking about is a muksa machmas chasaron kis. But again, as we said, we're going to learn that it's a muksa, it's a klishim lach delissa. On Beisil Matirim. Beisil say that even though it's muksa, and of course, as usual, we're limited in our ability to move muksa, Beisil Amekel, because we're doing a tzarech yontif, I want to use it to cut the meat that I should be able to eat on yontif. Alma. The Gabbis Chisyantif, that we speak about Simchis Yantif, Beshamil Chumra, and just because I want to use it to have meat on Yantif, Beshamai won't let me move it. Beshamai says it's Muksa. Or Beshilo, Lakula. And again, ask the Gemara of Reminuba. Let's go back to the first Mishnah of Masechta, where we learned Hashachet Chayiv Oif, Beshamai Adi Makilim, and Beshilo Adi Machimirim. So here too, the Gemara attempts to say, Amar Rav Yochanan Mechlefes Ashita, Rashi says, we're going to have to reverse the Shitas and say that Beshamai is the Mekel and Beis Hillel is the Machmer. And we said the opinion of the other Rishonim. Says the Gemara, Mamai, we're not so quick to turn around opinions. Because Dilma Lohi, at Kamei Kamei Beshamai Hossam, the reason Beshamai was lenient in our Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta is Hechtika Dekanots. So since there was already a shovel in the earth, and also we learned from Rababa that we're talking about Ofer Techuach, we're talking about soft earth, it's also Melach Shenetzrich Legufa, it's also Mekalkel. Given all of those considerations, that's why Beishamai is Mekel. Aval Hechad Alekad Ekanots, when you don't have all these considerations, and all you want to rely on is Simchas Yontif, there, loy, Beishamai won't be lenient. Inami, in order to understand the opinion of Beis Hillel, at Kamei Kamei Beis Hillel Hacha, the reason Beis Hillel is lenient, Mishum Dikas Taras Kli Olof. It has a Keli. And whenever we speak about Hilchas Muksa, there's a very big difference between something which is a Keli, something which is considered a vessel, and a utensil, a piece of equipment, where always something which is a Keli is much of a less of a concern of Hilchas Muksa. That's why we know when we speak about Hilchas Muksa, a Kli Shemalach Del Isser, the halach is, may be moved on Shabbos Letzar Kufay Mekaymai. The example that I always like to use is a hammer. A hammer is certainly Kli Shemalach Del Isser. A hammer is primarily used for building, which is, of course, also to be done on Shabbos, and that's why it's a Kli Shemalach Del Isser. So let's say somebody comes home Friday night from shul, and he discovers that he left his hammer on the table. Is there any way that he can move it from the table? It's muksa. So halacha is of tzarech gufoy. If I need the hammer to crack nuts, even though hammers are not meant for cracking nuts, but I'm going to use this hammer to crack a nut, or letzarech mekaymai, I need the place on the table where I have the hammer. That's what I'm going to sit and eat my Shabbos meal, I'm allowed to move it. Why are we more lenient? Because it's a keli. So that's why Beis Hillel is lenient with the Sali. Again, because we're learning with Rashi's opinion that the concern here is klisha malach delisser. Avil hasam, by kisa adam, loy, we won't be so lenient. El ikasha, hakasha. So Gemara asks a different question. We're going to learn again in the Mishnah on Daf Yural from an Alibi. Shama Imrim, ein noisnes or lefnei adorsim. What they used to do was when they worked with leather, they used to have to stamp on the leather, and that's how they got the leather properly processed. And the isser to do so on Yontif is the isser of ma'abit, and therefore the halacha says by Shammai, you can't just put down this piece of leather on the floor where you'll find people walking, and they'll walk on the leather, because that's considered ma'abit. Furthermore, lo yag be'enor, you may not pick it up. After you took the leather off the animal, you may not pick it up because it's muksa. Elam yesh lo kazayis basar. Unless there's still a kazayis of meat attached to that or, and basar, of course, is not muksa, therefore you could move it. Ubeisel matirim, because if we're not going to allow people to step on that leather, or we're not going to be lenient with the moving of the leather, people are not going to want to shecht animals l'tzayruch yontif. And we want people to have simchas yontif and eat. Alma, gab simchas yontif. So we see again, when the issue is an issue of simchas yontif, b'shamei l'chumer b'shamei l'kula. Ask the Gemara back from our first Mishnah, v'rimine ashek chai b'heim v'oi b'yontif, that b'shamei is the mekilim and b'shilo are the machmirim. Again, suggest the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mechlefsa Shemita, and says, Mermai, Dilma Lohi. Maybe it's not necessarily a proof, because at Kalan Kamer Beishamai Hassam, the reason Beishamai was lenient in our first Mishnah of the Masechta, because you have that Dekanots, that's why we could be more lenient. Aval Hechda Leka Dekanots, when you don't have that leniency, so Beis Shammai will agree that Simchas Yontif alone is not a good enough reason to be lenient. Inami, at Kan Lekami Beis Hillel Hocha, Beis Hillel and our Mishnah, and these Mishnais are lenient. Shem Dechazgi L'mizgalayu. You could sit on this piece of leather, and since you could sit on the piece of leather, that's why it's not considered muksa. Ha'avel Hossam, and therefore, it's something that you could sit on, it's not muksa, and it's also not obvious that when people are walking on it, they're walking on it in order to process it. Aval hasam, but when we speak about the issue of kisei adam, loy, we have no reason, we have no right to be makel. Says the Gemara, alikasha, hakasha. The question that we have is from what we're going to learn on the Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The way they used to sell their wares in the time of Chazal was that they used to have booths in the shuk, in the marketplace, and they used to sell whatever they had to sell, and then they would close up shop with trisim, with shutters. B'shamayim emes salkin as a trisim b'yontif. They used to, when they wanted to open up the store, they used to take the doors of these trisim, and they used to hang up on their doors the spices that they wanted to sell. So on Yontif, the halach is L'tzayrich Yontif, if there's no money, of course, being exchanged, you're allowed to sell something to somebody who you know without talking about money, certainly without exchanging money, and then after Yontif, whatever you're owed, you'll get paid. However, so the concern of Mecha Chamemka, the concern of doing commerce on Yontif isn't here. But there's another concern, Beis Shammai says, when you open up or take apart these shutters. And that's the Melacha of Soyser. And Beis Shammai's opinion is, Yesh Binya V'stira V'kelim, that even though this is not really attached to the ground, and if that attached to the ground, there is no issue with the rice of Binya V'stira, and there's still, and there certainly where there aren't two hinges, when there's only one hinge, so it's not considered a pure act of stira. Chazal said that we don't want you to do any taking apart because they're concerned that you may take something apart which will represent binyan v'stira. Veisel matirim. Veisel says, if what you're actually doing does not represent binyan v'stira, we take a more lenient approach, even though there may be a reason to be machmer and make a gzeira that you're going to do it even in a time where you may do it in a way that it's usur. What do we see from here? Alma, when the consideration is simchas yontif, beshamil chumra, or beisel kula. And then we ask the question from the first Mishnah, where we see when it's a question of Simchas Yontif, shechting and then needing to do Kisui Adam, Beishamai Adamakilim, and Beisila Adamachmirim, says the Gemara. Bishlama Beishamai, Beishamai, Lekasha. Beishamai, we could resolve his opinion. Because as we've been saying, in the first Mishnah of Amasech, we're talking about the Ikadeka Nauts. And since there's a shovel in the earth, so what we're doing doesn't really represent a malach at all, and that's why Beis Shammai is mekel. Hacha, whereas when we speak about the case of the shutters, leka dekanots, so there's nothing special that should allow us to be lenient. El beisel beisel kasha, why in the case of the shechting is beisel machmer, and even though there's a deck of knots, we don't allow Simchas Yontif to be a good enough reason to shecht and then shovel and then dig earth. And here, in Am, by the Trisim, where it should be Osir, Rabbi Shelel is Mekel, says the Gemara, Loi, Mechlefes, Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says we have to Mechlefes Hasheita reverse their opinions. Says the Gemara, Dimalohi, it's not necessarily the way to have to learn. Because at Kalan Kamer Beis Hillel Hachab, the only reason Beis Hillel is lenient here, Shun the Ein Binyan B'Kalim Ein Stir B'Kalim. Beis Shel hold that there's no concern that we could come to Mlacha D'Raisa when we're opening and closing the shutters. Because since these shutters are not permanently attached to the ground, so we can never have a real act of Binyan Astira. Because you only can have Binyan Astira on something that's not attached to the ground. On something attached to the ground. And therefore, since you can never come to an Issa D'Raisa, that's why Beis Hillel is lenient. Aval Hossam, where we're talking about the earth, which as we have described, there is a real concern that there are many real considerations, and it could be that if you don't have all the conditions that we've been describing in our Shiur met, you will be over Malacha D'Raisa, Loi, that's why Beis Hillel cannot be lenient. The halach is, as we mentioned briefly at the beginning of our shir, animals, chickens, birds that are not meant to be eaten are muksa on yontif. And if somebody wants to eat such a bird on yontif or an animal, such an animal on yontif, you have to designate it. And by designating it, you're saying that it's not muksa. I want to use it for eating purposes on yontif. So as we learned, we're not allowed to take birds that are not meant for eating from the nest. Elm kenenavi by joim. The only thing that takes away the isser muksa is by physically designating them for eating on yontif. Well, beisela oimer and beisela are lenient, and they say oimer v'oimer. A person just says zevzani neitel. He designates that these are the birds that I want to be lenient, they want to eat and be able to eat it. Says Tosfos, the only birds that we're discussing in our Mishnah are birds that don't fly away. Because if we're talking about birds that are going to fly away, then there's a new problem taking them on Yontif. And that is the Malach of Tzedah. We're not allowed to catch something on Yontif. Tzedah is not one of the Malachis that is mutter on yontif. So it has to be a bird, the chicken, that there's no concern of tzeida. It's very interesting that Tzlach points out that when the Mishnah speaks about Beis Shammai's opinion, it says, lo yitol el im kein. And when the Mishnah states Beis Hillel's opinion, it says, oimid v'oimer, says the Tzlach. Beis Shammai is coming to teach us that not only are we supposed to physically designate the birds that we're going to use on Yontif? But even b'di'evid, if you did not physically designate them. You only mentally, verbally designate it, it will not be sufficient. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, lo yitel el im kein. There are no other options. You have to physically designate them, and the absence of a physical designation, it will be not mutter. And Beis Hillel is coming to teach us that not only is a verbal designation enough, but Beis Hillel is teaching us that even l'chatchila, we can rely on a verbal designation. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, machlokes v'brech rishonim. As a mother has at the beginning of its period that it's going to have babies, so typically they start having babies in the springtime and they nisan time, and they continue having a pair of babies, a male and a female, through till the winter. This pair that's born is called a brecha, and typically the first brecha is called the brecha rishayna, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. And typically, that pair of birds is left with the mother. The reason it's left with the mother is because that serves as company for the mother, and that will prevent that the mother should fly away. We want the mother to remain there and have the birds that we could take. So says the Gemara. Machlaikis, says Rav Chanan bar Ami, the machlokes by Shammai Beis Hillel that we just learned in our Mishnah is by brecha rishona, regarding the first pair of birds. The Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai's opinion is gim gezrin and dimel asilim luchei. We're concerned that somebody is going to designate these birds, but then on Yontif he's going to change his mind and he's going to say that even though he's going to pick them up, he's going to say, no, I don't want to use them because, as we just described, I really want to leave them here for company with the mother. And therefore, it will turn out to be a total shloi l'tzoyrich. Beis Hillel savri, and Beis Hillel say, loy gazrinin. We're not concerned with that. Ava brecha shnia, after the first pair, the rehakol, even Beis Shammai will agree that oimed v'oimed, just by making this verbal designation by saying Zevza and Neitel, there it's unlikely that he's going to change his mind, and therefore even Beis Shammai will be lenient and say that it's Sagya, just a verbal designation is enough. So I saw that the Imri Noam asks, why is the Gemara trying to explain Beis Shammai's opinion? That means the way we're understanding the Gemara, Beis Hillel is always lenient with verbal designation. Beis Shammai differentiates between the first pair and the second pair. So ask the Imri Noam, is the purpose of our Gemara here to try to explain Beis Shammai's opinion? We don't have passing like Beis Shammai anyway. So the Imri Noam explains, if not for what Rav Chanan just taught us, we might have thought that Beis Hillel agrees that the Brecha Rishayna, the first pair, needs a physical designation. That's why Rav Chanan is not coming to explain Beis Shammai's opinion. We don't pass like Beis Shammai anyway. He's coming to explain Beis Hillel's opinion. And he's coming to teach us that Beis Hillel never differentiated between the first pair and the second pair. According to Beis Hillel, a verbal designation is always enough. One of the concepts that come up often in Shas is the concept of Breira. The concept of Breira is that something could be retroactively designated. Says the Gemara, Beis Hillel Lomalei L'meim Zavza Neitel, what does he have to verbally designate? And say these birds are the birds that I'm going to use on Yontif. Why shouldn't it be enough? Lema, it should be enough that he should say Mikan Ani Neitel L'macher, without physically designating which birds he's going to use. V'chitem, and if you'll argue that the reason Beis Hillel is not satisfied with that, because Beis Hillel is like Breira, Beis Hillel doesn't agree with retroactive designation, and since Beis Hillel doesn't disagree with retroactive designation, you have to designate it before Yontif, and not rely that I'm designating on Yontif, and rely on a retroactive designation on Breira. Ask the Gemara, Vatnan, the Mishnah Masechta Olois, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, teaches us, Hameis Bebais, if unfortunately there's a person who was nifter in the house, and of course, if we have a nifter in the house, there's a tumas oil in the house. Anything in the house is tummy. And says the Mishnah, V'loy psachim habay. There are many doors in the house, and they're all equally closed or equally open, and we don't know which is the door through which they're going to take the mace out. The halacha is kulam tameim. Anybody that's under the doorpost, anybody that's under the frame of any of the doors, is tamei. Even though the mace is not under that door. Because since we don't know which is the door through which the mace is going to be taken out, we have to say that all the doors have that tumah. Niftach echem mehem, that if he opens one door, hu tamei, so that's the door that we can be sure the mace is going to go out, for kol tamei, and all the other doors, anything that's under that door frame, will be tar. So, the way Rashi explains the Mishnah, that obviously all the doors are closed, and since all the doors are closed, so and we don't know which one is going to be used, we have to be machmor on every door. So of course the question that comes up is that this home is Rishus HaYochid. The mace is in a home, which is Rishus HaYochid. And there's a klal, which we often quote in Shas, that Safek Tumo, Safek Drabon and Lahakal. So why over here are we machmer? Shouldn't we apply the concept of Safek Tar Rabbanan Lekula? So the answer is that since the mace is certainly going to go out of one of the doors, so we can't just say we could be makel, because we know that that's physically impossible. One of the doors, the mace is going to be taken out. So that's why the halacha is kulam tameim, unless, as we're going to learn in a moment, he had in mind to use a specific door. And therefore continues the Mishnah. And if the person intended to take him out of one of, take the mace out of one of those doors, or he decided that he's going to remove the mace through a window that's arba by arba tfachim, all the other doors are not a concern. That mental designation could only work if that was there before the mace was nifter. Even after the mace was nifter, the designation is satisfactory. That means the way the Gemara is understanding. Beshamai agrees that if the person made this mental designation after the mace passed away, but the kalim that are in the door frame were put there only after he died, after that mental designation, that will make that door is not a problem. The machloikis here, the way the Gemara is understanding, is that these kalim were put there or were there after the mace died, but before he had this machshava. Beis Hillel rely on the concept of Breira. Breira tells us that we retroactively say that it was always his intention to take the mace out of that door, and therefore it was only that door that was a problem. All the other doors were not a problem. And therefore, we could be lenient with all the other doors. So what do we see from here? That Beis Hillel does subscribe to Breira, to retroactive designation. But we explained that the reason Beis Hillel could not just make a blanket statement on saying all the birds that I'm going to take from these birds tomorrow and therefore be able to rely on that and then say when we take actually birds on Yontif, that Breira, that it's retroactively obvious that these were the birds that I meant from before Yontif, we can't rely on that. Ha'atmala, ask the Gemara, Ha'atmala, haven't we learned? So Tosfos asks a question. If we're going to say that that's the way to understand, as Tosfos, the opinion of Beis Hillel, so how will you ever have a case that the Mishnah taught us, the Mishnah began with a fact that there's going to be a case that all the doors are tamei? How could there be a case where all the doors are tamei? Ultimately, the mace is going to be taken out through one door. And if we're saying that Beis Hillel holds a Breira, that will make that all the other doors are not Tameh. So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz the Tosfos gives is if the mace was never taken out. If the mace is never taken out, we can't point to a door and say, this is the door that was always the door that the mace will be taken out. Or another teretz that Tosfos gives is that if we opened up an entirely new door that wasn't there. So we can't rely on Breira on a door that wasn't there when we want to apply the concept of Breira. Answers the Gemara that it's not necessarily compelling to say that Beis Hillel holds a Breira. The issue that's under discussion is only which door is usable, is not going to be tameh after the mental verb, after that designation. The entire discussion there about the machshava is only letaras psochim mikan alaba, but not retroactively. Says the Gemara, mikan alaba in lemafrei loy, and therefore it has nothing to do with breira. Rava maloy lemafrei. Of course, it has to do retroactively. And why is there no issue of breira? V'hocha hainatama. The reason why on Yontif, where we're designating birds, Beis Hillel does not agree with the concept of Breira. Dem metaltel l'shavik, metaltel l'shavik. What Beis Hillel, if I don't specifically designate certain birds, Beis Hillel is concerned, I'm going to keep on picking up and putting down birds till I get the bird that I like. V'kom metaltel midit l'chazulay. And then it will turn out that I move birds that I had no need for on Yontif. Says the Gemara v'oymed, but we learned Beis Hillel says, just pointing to birds is enough. But if I'm just pointing the birds, I'm not inspecting the birds. So we should still be concerned, as the Gemara, that when I pick up the birds that I just pointed at on Erev Yontif, I'm going to say, this is not the bird that I want to use on Yontif. And I'm going to end up picking up birds that I didn't want to use and don't want to use, and I'm going to end up picking up birds that I didn't designate. Answers, the Gemara, Hani Milim Erev Yontif. This that we're not concerned about is when you designated bird on Erev Yontif, what you realize and recognize is that the birds that I designated are the only birds I'm allowed to use. And since those are the only birds that I may use, the person before Yontif says to himself that I'm going to take these birds for better or for worse. And since he accepts that he's going to use those birds for better or for worse, those are the birds he takes. And even if they're not great, he uses them. Avo b'yontif, but halacha is on yontif osur. Because on yontif, you can't just take birds out and rely on breira. Because zimnadim shtakish shmeinim kushim, sometimes you'll find that the birds are that look to you as fat, good birds are really lean, or vice versa, kushin and really shmeinim. And as we keep on learning, you're going to end up carrying something that you weren't allowed to use. Inami, zimnan de mitasri kulim kushim. If you're not going to look at the birds before Yontif and just say, I'm going to take birds from this nest and not bother in going to actually in any way go near there, you're going to come on Yontif and you're going to look at the birds, and you're going to discover that all the birds from the nest are kushim alin. V'shavaklahu. And then you're not going to take any bird. V'aslam nu m'simchshantiv. And that's going to prevent you from doing simchshantiv, because we want you to eat birds on yontif. It's interesting to point out that we know that on yontif, there's a chiv of simchshantiv. V'samachta b'chagecha ato bincha b'itcha. And the Gemara Masech the Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Amen Aleph from Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Ain't Simcha Ela Bebasar." So the Rambam, when he teaches this halacha, that says that even though Bezman is there, of course, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Gemara there, Masechta Pesachim, meant that "Ain't Simcha Ela Bebasar" means with the basar of carbonis. But says the Rambam, even though Bezman is there, unfortunately, we don't have the meat of carbonis, we still fulfill mitzvah Simchas Yontif with eating meat. Says the Chavis Yor that the halacha is that to fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yontif with basar, it has to be beef. However, from our Gemara, says the Yad Ephraim, we see that even bird meat, that even with bird meat, one could fulfill the obligation of Simchas Yontif. Because our Gemara just said, we're worried that you're not, if you didn't look at the birds, and then on Yontif, you're going to see that all your birds are lean, aren't that great, you're going to end up not eating any bird, you're not going to end up eating any bird, and you're going to have no Simchas Yontif. So we see that the proper way that you could fulfill the obligation of Simchas Yontif, even with bird meat. Says the Mishnah, the Cain. Somebody went and shchayrim, zimen shchayrim, somebody designated in his nest blackbirds on Erev Yontif, and on Yontif he discovers in the nest levonim, white birds, or vice versa, levonim matzah shchayrim. Shnayim, when he designated the birds Erev Yontif, there were two birds, or matzah shloisha, and then he discovers on Yontif that there are three birds, the halacha is asurim. Because by black and white, it's obvious, because so obvious the bird I designated is not this bird, because it's not the same color. And two and three, because when we have two and three, we started with two, and now we have three. There's one bird that's certainly not the bird that I designated, and therefore I can't eat it. However, shloisha matzah shnayim mutarim. If I designated three birds and I only find two, I don't say, as we'll discuss in the Gemara Mitzvashem, that these two birds are different birds. I say these are the two birds that were there, and the third bird, which was there originally, is the one that flew away. But Taichekan, if you designated birds that were in the nest, Umatzim Lufneikan, and then on Yontif you find the birds in front of the nest, Asurim, Vim Ain't Sham Elohim, but if there are no other birds in the vicinity, Hare Elu Matarim. Says the Gemara, the first thing in the Mishnah was Zimen Shchayrim Matz Levanim, Levanim Matz Shchayrim, then they're certainly Asur. Pshita, ask the Gemara, those aren't the birds that I designated. So if those aren't the birds that I designated, of course, they're Muksa. Amar Rabba, Hocher Maiskinin, Kigayin Shizimen Shchayrim Levanim. I've designated an Erev Yontif, black birds from one nest, and white birds from another nest, and the two nests are right next to each other. And then on Yontif, where the white birds were previously, you find black birds there, and vice versa, and where there were previously black birds, now you find white birds. So maybe we could suggest, Hani in and Ninu. These are all these same original birds that I designated. And what happened was, the birds switched nest, and therefore we should be lenient. Kamash Malon, that's not what we say, but rather we say, Hanach Azdul Alma, the original birds that I designated must have flown away, and these birds, Hani, Achrin, and Ninu, are different birds, and therefore we may not be lenient. Leim Masayle, could we say that our Mishnah is a raya to what Rav Chanina taught us? The Amar of Chanina, we know in Halacha, there are, when we have a suffix, when we don't know what to do, the Torah HaKadosha gives us different ways of how to approach a shayla. We of course know that one of the ways is through Roy. We follow the majority. The Halach is Achir Rabim Lahatis. And that's why, as we well know, that if you find a piece of meat in the street, the Gemara speaks about this often, you find a piece of meat in the street, and you don't know if that piece of meat is a kosher piece of meat or it's a not kosher piece of meat, we say, call the parish Meruba Parish. If most of the stores, without giving all the details, on that neighborhood are kosher, we assume that this came from the kosher store. And most of the stores are not kosher, then we say that it's not kosher. Why? Because the Torah says, Achir Rabim Lahatos, we follow a majority. Another way of dealing with a suffix is with karev, which is closer. The concept of karev is learned from the Egla Rufa. We know, Rachman and Tzlan, if a mace of a corpse is found, and loinoidem yuko, and we don't know who murdered that corpse, the halacha is that we bring the ziknei'ir, come and measure which is the city that's closest to that corpse, and that city has to bring the egla rufa. So we see that karev is also a factor to be taken into consideration when we have a shayla. So here we have the question on the birds. Are these the birds that we hear all along, they just switch nests? Or are they birds that came from elsewhere? And most birds are, so if we follow Roiv, we would have to be Machmer. If we follow Karoiv, we could be Mekel. How the Gemara that's being machmer is a proof that we have this dilemma of Roiv and Karev, we follow Roiv. Says the Gemara, it's not a Raya. Amar Abaye, as Abaye is going to teach us in Daf Yud Aleph, that the Mishnah is talking about Daf, there's a piece of wood that's sticking out of the nest. Hachnam Bedaf. There's a piece of wood sticking outside of the nest. And there are many birds from all over the world that come and rest on that board. Since there are so many birds from all over the world that rest on that board, on that board, so it's not only a factor of Roiv that pushes us to be Machmer, it's also a factor of Kariv, because all these birds that are on this board, on the staff, are coming from all over. But the Roiv and Kariv both push us in the direction that we should be Machmer. We learned further in the Mishnah Shnayim and Matzah Shloisha, if you designated two birds and you find three Asurim, ask the Mara, Manavshach, why? If we're saying that all the birds here are different birds, these aren't the birds that I designated. And even if they're not other birds, but there's certainly one bird that I didn't designate, because I only designated two birds. And since I only designated two birds and I find three birds, so of course I have to be Makel. So of course Tosfos, the very Maskil Ikka, asked the question, if I'm saying that I'm going to say that the two of the three birds are the birds that I originally designated, the entire problem is the third bird, which is a new bird that I didn't designate. So why don't I say Bittel Bereiv? Two other birds are fine. One bird is a problem, but we have the rule. We just spoke about it, actually, that we rely on Bittel. So Tosfos says two Terutzim. One is, and these are concepts that we've discussed in our Masechta. One is that Tosfos says that a bird is a davar chashiv, and something which is a davar chashiv never becomes bottle. Another teretz that Tosfos suggests is that this is a davar shesh matirim. The entire concern with these birds is only for the duration of yontif. But after yontif, there wouldn't be a question that I could eat the birds. And as we learned, when we're dealing with a davar shesh matirim, we don't apply the concept of bittel, because we have the concept after techlena be'isser. Don't get into any shaylos techlena be'heter. But we said in the Mishnah, Shloish, if you designated three birds, and then Motzei Shnayim, you found two birds, Mutarim. Says the Gemara, my Tama, why are they Mutar? Hani, Inuninu, I say that these birds must be the birds that were there from the beginning. Vahani, Azli, Lama, and Chaminayim just one flew away. So Tosfos, the very Maskil Chad, asked the question. We just learned the concept of Dovah Sheish Lematirim, that whenever we have a suffix, but if it's a Dovah Sheish Lematirim, we're Machmer. So here we have a Shaila. We started with three birds, we're left with two birds. So we could say that the two birds are there all along, or we could say that all three of the original three original birds flew away, and these two birds are the two birds that we had there from the beginning. So why are we being Makel? Isn't this a Dovah Sheish L'Matirim? And we've been discussing by Dovah Sheish L'Matirim, we ought to be Machmer. So Tosfos says a very important vart. Tosfos says that as much as we are Machmer by a Dovah Sheish L'Matirim, but when everything pushes us in the direction to be Makel, then we're not Machmer. It's much more sensible to say that we started with three, and one flew away, and these two are the birds that were there all along, and therefore we won't be Machmer. Lema Masnisen. So ask the Gemara, doesn't this seem to be proof that our Mishnah Rebbe Hiva Loi Rabbanan, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Haniach Mona, somebody had a coin of Maisa Sheni. We know that the halacha is that in the first and the second, fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, we have to designate Maisa Sheni, and the halacha is that you could redeem the Maisa Sheni on a coin. So somebody had in his drawer a coin of Maisa Sheni. He had one coin of Masayim. And then he finds two $100 coins. So we say, Chulim Maisa Sheni Merabim Zeh B'Zeh. We say that one of them, the new one is Chulim, and the other one is Maisa Sheni. V'chamar Mahakal Chulim. We assume that the Maisa Sheni coin was removed, and both of these coins are Chulim. continues the Braisa, Hanich Masayim, if you left two coins, or Matzimon, and then you found only one coin, Monach, 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 Mutol. We assume that one coin was removed, and the second coin is the coin that was there all along. Divrei Rebbe. V'chamer Mahakal Chulam, the Chamer hold that if you had two coins that were Maisa, it doesn't make sense that you separated. It must be that you took away those two coins, and the new coin is what is a typical coin, which is a Chulam coin. So we here see that similar to the case of our Mishnah, where you started with three birds and you end up with two. The our Mishnah says that even though you have now less than you started, we don't say that they're all new. We say one is not here, and the ones that were here are the ones that were here all along. Not like the Chumim, who say that if it's not like I started, then everything is, there must be that everything that's here now is not that was there in the beginning. Answers the Gemara Fil Tam Rabbanan. Our Mishnah could be still consistent with the opinion of the Rabbanan. Because Hoyt Malah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozad Amr Tavayu, Shani Gezolus. You can't compare birds to money. However, Sun Ladadus. Birds move. And therefore, since birds move, that we could say this one moved and the other ones didn't move. Maisa Shani, money doesn't move by itself. And therefore, it must have been taken away. It's just that the person doesn't remember what he did. And therefore, we assume that if somebody took it away, he didn't just take away some of it. He took away all of it. He wouldn't separate the Maaseh Sheni money, the Maaseh Sheni coins, one from the other.